Okay, so here's the sitch. I tried to make this audio a couple of times, and I'm just like super awkward talking when I'm not talking about lewd things. So I put on some music, made sure y'all can't hear it, and now I'm back and I feel much better. I think the silence was just a little bit intimidating, but yeah, I'm here with an AMA. I said that at 100 followers I was gonna post one. I didn't get a hell of questions, but I got a couple. Of course my upstairs neighbor has to fucking run around and like stomp right now. This is editing alley, post original recording, checking in and letting you know that the bumps do stop. They do not come back. So stick with me. Anyway, so yeah, said I was gonna do 100 follower AMA. I've got 200 now. Hello. Thank you all for being here. You're great. I didn't get a whole ton of questions, but I do appreciate the ones I got. And I got some silly ones too, so thank you guys for being, I don't know, cute. I'm just gonna address these first two because they're pressing questions, alright? Somebody says, I'm not gonna say names because, like, I don't know. I feel like if I asked, like, a question on something like this, I wouldn't want the person to say my, like, username, so. One person said, is mayonnaise an instrument? To which I respond, no, Patrick, mayonnaise is not an instrument. And then somebody else made an Eminem reference, and I thought that was very funny, so thank you. Before I get into the questions, like, kind of relevant to this, I'm just gonna blab a little bit. But yeah, I'm Allie. I like acting, and accents, and words. I really like words. I'm a nerd for words. More of a writer than a reader. More of a listener than a talker, which explains why I'm so awkward here. And yeah, just kind of, I'm also just like perpetually horny, so I'm just on Reddit all the time with y'all. I feel like some of you can relate. What else? I'm from Canada. I grew up in Ontario, and now I live somewhere else. But yeah, I grew up in Ontario, and I did not think this was going to be the path that life took me down. I did not think that this was something that I would, like, actually kind of really enjoy. Wanted to be a sociologist, and I went to school for a little bit, but it wasn't my thing. So now I'm just out here freelancing. I do lots of different art things. Yeah, getting by, but my favorite so far are these audios. They've been, like, super fun to learn how to make and how to, like, learn how to produce and stuff. Someone asked what got me into doing audios, and so I guess I would say, like, I quit Twitter because I used to be really, like, obsessed with Twitter. Not obsessed, but just, like, stuck up there, you know? Hooked. But I, like, found myself doom scrolling constantly, just, like, seeing trash things about the world. And it feels like you can't filter that stuff out without, like, filtering very, like, a lot of what I wanted to see out. Yeah, it was just, like, depressing, and I couldn't take it anymore. It was really bad for my mental health, so I quit, but then I was bored, so I got Reddit, devoted my life to porn, and here we are. No. Yeah, I just, like, stumbled upon it. I don't know. I was kind of... I didn't really understand how Reddit works. I still only vaguely understand how it works. But, like, I was just kind of clicking around and came across you guys, and then I thought that the whole concept was really cool. The whole community is really cool. It's, like, such an interesting thing to, like, come together as community around. And I like that a lot. I've heard content like ours before, but I didn't know that there was, like, that it was, like, popping like this. Like, we're out here. That's kind of how I got into it. As soon as I, like, saw the community and, like, listened to a couple of them, I, like, knew that that's, like, what I wanted to do. I've written erotica for, like, a long time, and, I don't know, I feel like there's just, like, not, like, porn is just, like, not made, like, to cater to everybody. It's just not. And so I recognize that mine definitely isn't either, but I was writing what I wanted to hear, and then not really thinking of, like, recording it, because who would I share it with? But when I realized there's, like, a community of people who would want to hear my kind of good porn stories narrated, then of course I was more than happy to jump on that opportunity. I'm trying to think if there's anything else super notable there. Oh, I, like, had a little bit of production experience, just a tiny bit, from like, doing music in school, and I've fiddled around a little bit trying to make music of my own, different music than I was learning in school. I hadn't really, like, understood how to use different programs and stuff, but now I, like, through practicing with these audios, have a much better understanding of the controls and the buttons and the softwares and all that good stuff. So yeah, and then there's one question that I'm gonna have to shut my window. Wait, I'm gonna smoke my last little puff of weed first, and then I'm gonna shut my window. That, like, kind of is deeper than I think, like, it looks on the surface, at least for me. A lot of my content is focused around incest, but I have a particular fascination with brothers and sisters. And somebody asked what I like about the B/S dynamic, and that is a very good question, so thank you for asking that. Where do I start? Fuck. So, I grew up as, a functional only child, if that makes sense. I had older step siblings, but they were like adults when I was a kid. Like, they weren't in my life, like, as siblings. Like, that was, like, kind of by myself. And I had younger siblings that lived with my dad, but I lived with my mom. And I am half black, and my mom is full white, and my whole family on her side is full white, and so And we lived in white suburbia. And so I didn't see anybody who looked like me for a long time. And I didn't have anybody who, like, kind of was, like, in the same boat as me, grew up like me, understood things in the world like me. But I feel like similarly aged siblings are, like, so lucky in the fact that they have someone to know from the beginning of their life till the end, like, that's in the same kind of spot as they are. I don't know where I originally heard this thought, but someone had been talking about it, like, that point of siblings being the only, like, person who really gets to see your whole life. Like, your parents, like, so often, like, are you're going to outlive or whichever, and, like, they had a whole life before you that you just, like, have no idea what it was like being there and experiencing it, and knowing them in that state, like, before all of their growth and before they became a parent and an adult and whatever. And then, you know, like, you grow up and you move out, and that part of your life that part of your parents' life that you never knew when they were becoming themselves, you live without them and without your similarly aged siblings sometimes, but they're going through the same thing or, like, similar things. And I think an interesting, like, kind of link there that I really wish that I had, like, gotten. I just, like, I wish I had someone to grow up, like, with, someone to, like, be a confidant and a, like, a best friend and a protector and all of that. Like, of course, didn't think about this consciously as a child. I honestly have been to a lot of therapy, and so I have worked through my understandings of this stuff. And I just, yeah, it comes down to the whole, like, idea of a protector, like, someone who is always going to be on your side. And I know that it's not like that for everybody. I know that it's not all siblings get along or are close or whatever, but I envy people who do have that, a similarly aged sibling that they grew up with, just because of all of that stuff. But then moving into the other parts, like, once you've, like, moved through so many stages of your life, particularly, like, you've gone from, like, being a kid and, like, starting to slowly understand the world and yourself, and then, like, being an adult, and I think that it's really interesting that, like, there's so much exploration that we, like, want in our, like, kind of formative teenage years, that, like, we don't have, like, we just kind of don't know what is going on all the time, unless we're, like, I don't know. Essentially, what it gets down to is there are a lot of scenarios that I could see myself in if I had a fantasy sibling. I don't have one my age. I don't actually have any interest in my siblings. It's fantasy, obviously. But I think that there's something very, I don't know, just, like, it makes sense, almost. Like, you're a teenager, and your hormones are all over the place, and that other person is, like, right there in the same boat. And so, like, why wouldn't you explore that together? Like, when you live in the same house, like, with a wall between you, like, it just kind of makes sense to me to want to reach out to the person that you, like, would be close with, or could be close with, that knows you and is not gonna judge you, hopefully, and cannot, like, just ghost you, or, like, be just, like, shit, like, sure, shitty things can happen. I mean, obviously, like, things can happen, like, fights, I mean, but I don't know, I just feel like it feels so much more safe. It's kind of like how, like, you know how some parents are like, oh, like, you can't, I don't want you, like, out there drinking or, like, smoking weed or whatever. Like I said, I'm Canadian, so I smoke a lot of weed, and I don't really drink, but yeah, it's how parents will say, like, oh, I, like, don't want you doing that stuff or whatever, but, like, I'd rather you do it in the house than, like, out there where I don't know what the fuck is going on, or, like, where you're, like, you don't know these, like, people, or, like, this, there's, it's, like, not safe, it's, like, where they're coming from, and it feels, I felt that a lot, like, unsure and unsafe when I was exploring myself, understanding who I was, for a long time, I had no one to relate to in that way, no one to explore with without an expectation of, like, something. I'm a supporter of platonic affection, but, like, platonic sexual affection, but, so I feel like it makes sense that, like, you wouldn't expect anything from anyone down the hall or whatever. So, and then, like, moving forward, like, it's also just wrong, quote unquote, and so that's hot. I really like the idea of the temptation being right there, the elephant in the room of, like, yeah, sexual tension, and, like, of curiosity and, like, exploration and, like, just desire, like, to be, like, okay, quarantine siblings, let's talk about it. To be in that situation in real life, I have no idea what it would be like, but in my imagination, how are you around someone in the same house all the time, and you know that they have the parts that match yours, like, in the way that makes y'all feel good, and you both want somebody with those parts, but you can't have them because we're staying inside and not socializing with other people. But, like, they're, like, right there. So, like, how guilt is very fun to play with for me. I like the idea of, like I said, temptation. Like, the innocent little sister during quarantine summer just being too hot and just wanting to be at the beach tanning with her friends or whatever, and so she's wearing summer clothes like you would during the summer, but of course it's a tease to people who are into women. just wearing things to be comfortable. And there's, like, that temptation. There's kind of an innocence. I don't know. I could probably make a whole ramble episode about this. Maybe I will someday. Oh, I just also appreciate the wealth of, like, situations that can occur. Like, if you live in the same house with someone, you have infinite ways and, like, reasons and, like, instances where things can turn sexual. Like, if you're in your house, you can do that comfortably if there's, like, nobody around who's actively uncomfortable. Like, fighting over the remote turned into wrestling. I'm not gonna give away all my good ideas, but these are some of them. Like, both needing the shower because you have to get to your 8 a.m. class and it's 7:10 or 7:50. Tanning and or like yoga and being impossible not to see. Oh, I also like I said earlier, like, the idea of, like, a protector and, like, someone who's, like, there from the beginning, but also, like, a confidant, like, someone you can share, like, anything with and feel safe with, like, a comrade in, like, being pissed at your parents or whatever for stupid things, both, like, going through the same school and seeing all that bullshit and, like, yeah, the protector role. And I think it can be the same thing, like, with the age dynamic the other way. Something about the same age just doesn't do it for me, though. I don't know. Like, twins, I don't like it. Because then it's, like, two the same. But someone with just a tiny bit more life that can add a little bit of perspective to things and who would not think of the perspectives from your exact point but so similarly that they would understand what you're going through and saying or whatever. And now I'm really rambling. It's been half an hour of me talking about this. So, yeah, I hope that adequately answered your question. I hope that I did not over answer your question. Have a feeling I did. I really appreciate you guys listening to this. If you've gotten this far, why? But also thank you. I would really like to make more of these. I've been toying with the idea of starting a podcast. And I think, I don't know, depending on how you guys like this, I might, just, I have a lot of shit to talk. And I have a lot of jokes to fire off into the abyss, and I have a lot of thoughts to think, and I don't know. I'm gonna go. But thank you for hanging out with me. Yeah, I am Ally Uncensored on Reddit, just in case you forget it.
Until next time. Goodbye, my nasties.